from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're listening to Dollar Brand, 20 years of Beethoven, and getting a bleach job. David Wiegand is our favorite natural blonde. Isn't that what that color is? I can't tell. Good morning.
So you're blind as well as everything. All right.
Colorblind, that's right. Let's open with something from the pianist once nicknamed Dollar Brand. That's Abdullah Ibrahim. He's a pioneer of Cape jazz, and that's Cape as in Cape Town, South Africa, where he grew up. He's 81 now, but you know, I could listen to this guy all day long.
Oh, no,
and there's a huge discography to listen to.
There is. I mean, he's extraordinarily prolific and still, you know, very, very good. He played for a long time with Hugh Masekela's orchestra, and he was very much championed by Duke Ellington back in the 60s. In fact, I think he even led the Ellington Orchestra here and there. And, you know, everybody says it's a really rare visit. This is a really rare visit and a rare opportunity to hear someone who's just a legend.
Abdullah Ibrahim plays SF Jazz tonight through Sunday. And I want to mention another jazz player, trumpeter Eric Jacobson, and his string Ted are doing a tribute to Duke Ellington. His birthday is today. Jacobson plays and teaches all over the Bay Area, and he's really, really good.
He really is great, and honestly, he's played with almost everybody you could think of. I mean, I'm not sure how he finds time to teach because he's got his own ensembles working, and he plays with other groups and so forth. He's a really good trumpeter.
Yeah, Eric Jacobson plays the Musically Minded Academy in Oakland's Rock Ridge Saturday night. There's so much good theater in the Bay Area, and now Golden Thread is starting its new season with The Most Dangerous Highway in the World by Kevin Artigue. This is a would-be a world premiere. It's inspired by a New York Times article.
Artistic director Evren Otskin has programmed it. He's done some amazing work. We've known him in other incarnations over the years.
Yeah, he worked here at KQED.
At KQED. Yeah. He was also at ACT. But, you know, he's a really inspired and kind of courageous artistic director all the time.
It's about an Afghan boys who make tips directing traffic on this really windy mountain highway and wave Pepsi bottles around like the lights on an airport runway. Golden Thread presents The Most Dangerous Highway in the World at the Thick House in San Francisco, starting next Friday and continuing through May 29th. The Cypress String Quartet set out 20 years ago to play and record all of Beethoven's string quartets, and they're finished, and now they're going to break up, but let's hear how they're doing.
It's such beautiful music, and all I can say is that maybe if they had chosen Mozart, they would stick around for another 20 years or so. But having said that, the 20 years of music that they've given us have been really important and special. And now they're doing this kind of victory lap, this extended victory lap all over the city to celebrate the work that they've done, and they have good reason to celebrate.
Yeah, the Cypress String Quartet is going to be doing free concerts in May all around the city and a bunch of other Bay Area locations. They're going to start in St. Anthony's Dining Room in the Tenderloin. They're going to visit SF General. I talked to cellist Jennifer Kletzel. She told me she still gets a thrill every time she plays these Beethoven quartets.
My colleagues tease me and they say, well, Beethoven is like your boyfriend because I'm so obsessed with how he dug very deep. I can perform one of these quartets hundreds of times and always find something new in it.
That's cellist Jennifer Kletzel from the Cypress String Quartet. And they're going to be going out in style doing concerts in the month of May all over San Francisco, Berkeley, Napa, and Palo Alto. And that's a cheap thrill. Most of these concerts are free. The Oakland School for the Arts had a world premiere earlier this year. They mounted the very first amateur production of the Broadway hit School of Rock. And now the 120 students in the School of Vocal Music there at OSA are putting on their own show.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, have renewed interest in school music groups because of Glee. I suppose it did that well. Although I think the reality is much more interesting, frankly. I think that the real school music groups are so fantastic. The kids are are so incredibly committed, and the work they do is great. This production is going to be based on the theme of identity, which is really important to high school kids. I mean, it's a time when you're looking to figure out who you are. Some of us are still looking, but,
what am I?
I don't know. But, to create a whole musical about this, I think is fantastic. And they're so talented.
The students in the School of Vocal Music at the Oakland School for the Arts play the Fox Theater in Oakland Thursday at 7 p.m. Time now for something very punk. That's the Los Angeles band Bleached with Keep On Keeping On from their new album, Welcome the Worms. I guess that's a graveyard expression. I haven't used that before. And it's a way to suggest the themes on this great record. They're embracing the darkness of life.
Well, yeah, sort of. I mean, I love them, and I they're clearly great, but there's an L.A. sunniness to their music.
They're like evil go-go's.
They are evil, but only maybe not evil, just sort of slightly naughty.
Bleached plays Bottom of the Hill Monday, and what a great show for a Monday night. It's also a cheap thrill. Tickets are just $15. And David, do you have a shout-out?
I did. I wanted to shout out this weekend. San Francisco Art Market is continuing at Fort Mason through Sunday, as a matter of fact, and there are galleries, local galleries like Catherine Clark and Nancy Toomey, as well as galleries from New York and even Spain, and it's a great sort of one-stop shopping, or at least one-stop browsing.
Yeah, I want to shout it out for Joan Shelley, a wonderful Kentucky folk singer who's recently released a new album. It was an album of the year at NPR Music. Joan Shelley plays The Freight in Berkeley on Monday. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker, and follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.